tight, Dave. So it's getting ugly. The automakers are spending more money on electric vehicle advertising, and they're digging their own grave. So I'll try to explain in this video. Bloomberg came out with a really interesting article about how automakers are spending more money on their electric vehicle advertising, and they're trying to make it into a positive spin. But when I look at this article, it's just pessimistic, and it really kind of shows the end game for most automakers. So let's take a look at some of this article. It says that many of the automakers, for the first time, began giving plug-ins the kind of nationwide push typically reserved for their best-selling combustion engines. Car brands collectively ran four times as many television ads for EVs in 2021 as they did for either of their previous 2 years. GM, Ford, and Volkswagen, among others, spent an estimated $248 million on nearly 33,000 spots, up from $83 million spent on 8,000 commercials in 2019. As for traditional models, slid by more than 35,000 airings, with automakers lowering their national TV budgets from an estimated $3.8 billion in 2019 to $3.1 billion in 2021. Here we have a chart of the rising kind of EV spend by all the automakers. It's still a minority, but it's growing significantly year over year. And here are the total number of national ads by automakers. It's rising significantly for EV, and for non-EV ads, it's starting to go down. They say Audi has made the most dramatic shift. Over the past 3 years, its ad allocation has flipped from majority combustion engine to majority EV. In 2019, the German brand spent an estimated $22 million on nationwide EV ads and $56 million for traditional models. In 2021, 2 years later, it spent $54 million on EVs and $13 million on the remainder. Here's Audi's chart on their EV to non-EV ad spending. The green is the EV spending, and it's rising dramatically over the past few years. At General Motors, for example, the EV ad plan has three stages, according to Chief Marketing Officer Deborah Weil: normalize, personalize, and mesmerize. The accelerator of EV consideration is much faster than we thought, she says. In our minds, we're already past normalize. And over time, if the ads work, brand will come before powertrain in the minds of consumers. And as more models come to market, the brands can get back to product differentiation. All right, so let's take a step back and ask, what are the key takeaways here? So number one, these automakers are advertising EVs now, but they're doing so without having product market fit. You see, prior to Tesla, most cars were pretty similar in quality and performance and price. So because there was little to differentiate, these automakers spent billions of dollars advertising, trying to convince people that their cars were ever so slightly better, right, than the other automakers' cars. But with Tesla, they changed the entire game. They made a car that's actually leaps and bounds better than any other car out there. And it is a truly differentiated product. And so now these other makers are trying to compete with Tesla, but they're trying to do so by spending more money on advertising. But it's pointless to advertise if your product isn't as good as a Tesla, since you have a much bigger problem. It's kind of like back in the day when the iPhone first came out, Nokia was advertising and BlackBerry was advertising their new smartphone platforms, but they couldn't compare and couldn't compete with iOS. In other words, they needed to go back and fix the product, not just patch up, right, the big problem with some extra advertising. And I think it's extremely difficult when a new leader is moving super fast. And that's why Nokia, BlackBerry, and the rest of the phone industry really had no chance. All right, number two takeaway. These other automakers are in effect advertising for Tesla. You see, this is what happens when you don't have the best product. See, all of the money that these automakers are spending on advertising for EVs, they're just showing their own weakness. See, people are gonna conclude, electric vehicles are the future, but these IC makers, they're giving up. And they're gonna ask, who makes the best EVs? And it's gonna become obvious, if not already, to most people that it's Tesla. So I wouldn't be surprised for every $100 million, let's say, that automakers spend on advertising their EVs, that 80% of that benefit, or even more, actually goes to Tesla. And it's kind of sad, but that's the harsh reality when you don't have the best and most dominant product in the market. All right, number three, the automakers are caught, I think, in a catch-22 situation. You see, everything is shifting to electric as battery costs decline. It's just that EVs are just a much better platform. But automakers don't have the best EVs on the market, and they really can't compete with Tesla head-to-head. So they're trying to spend on marketing and rely on their past so-called brand loyalty. What they really ought to be doing, though, is they really ought to be making their products better, and they should realize this existential threat and go all in on making the best electric car possible. But therein lies the problem. Even if they try to make the best electric vehicle possible, what are the chances that their EVs can compete with Tesla? In my opinion, I think it's very slim. And then you add on the whole autonomous driving component. Tesla is already disrupting themselves and their own EVs. An EV that can't drive itself is like old technology soon, and it's gonna be like a horse compared to a car. And these automakers, they can't even get the old technology right. And it seems like Tesla's lead is only growing. So as a traditional automaker, what do you do? And basically, the question is, what kind of death do you want to die? And I think it's a really, really tough situation to be in that I don't envy at all. All right, number four. I think all of this shows the ruthlessness and the efficiency of the markets. You see, Tesla doesn't do any paid advertising. They just focus on making the best product. They innovate at breathtaking speed. And as a result, the market rewards the best product. People buy it, the company makes more money, they're able to make more products, and it's like a virtuous flywheel in the market system. And it's really interesting to see these other makers preparing for what I call the end game. It's either go electric or die. So they are coming up with their best and most mesmerizing marketing campaigns, and they're spending millions and millions of dollars, in effect, advertising for Tesla. It's all just so crazy. It's a really tough place to be. Anyways, I hope this video is helpful. If it was, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter @HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.